Welcome. I'm Mark Berkler. We're talking about living words from the Gospel of John. We're in John chapter 16, and this is the last night of Jesus' life to be with the disciples. He's sharing with them the most important things that he knows that they need to know. And he's going to talk about the Holy Spirit again in chapter 16. He talked about it. This will be three chapters in a row, 15 and 16. He's mentioned the Holy Spirit, the work of the Holy Spirit, living tuned to the Holy Spirit, knowing the Holy Spirit. So three chapters in a row, he's addressing the Holy Spirit. That says to me, since this is the most important night of his life, the most important things he can share with the disciples, the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives is crucially important. So let's share my screen. Let me just hang on, share my screen. Here we go. John chapter 16, verse 1. We're in the top right corner, top left corner. We're also in the Passion Translation this time. Just reading the first half or so of John 16. I have told you this so that you would not surrender to confusion or doubt. For you will be excommunicated from the synagogues, and the time is coming when you will be put to death by misguided ones who presume to be doing God a great service by putting you to death. And they will do these things because they don't know anything about the Father or me. So yeah, they're religious. Yes, they believe the Old Testament. Yes, they got scripture verses to back up and theology and all that. But they don't have spiritual intimacy and revelation knowledge. So they're going to put to death those who do have revelation knowledge. The work of the Holy Spirit. I am telling you this now so that when their time comes, you will remember that I foretold it. I didn't tell you this in the beginning because I was still with you. But now that I'm about to leave you and go back to join the one who sent me, you need to be told. Yet no one of you is asking me where I'm going. Instead, your hearts are filled with sadness because I've told you these things. But here's the truth. It's to your advantage that I go away. For if I don't go away, the divine encourager will not be released to you. But after I depart, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will expose sin and prove that the world is wrong about God's righteousness and his judgments. Sin, because they refuse to believe in who I am. God's righteousness, because I'm going back to join my Father, and you'll see me no longer. And judgment, because the ruler of this world has already received his sentence. There's so much more I would like to say to you, but it's more than you can grasp at this moment. But when the truth-giving Spirit comes, he will unveil the mystery of every truth within you. He won't speak his own message, but only what he hears from the Father. He will reveal prophetically to you what is to come. He will glorify me on the earth, for he will receive from me what is mine, and he'll reveal it to you. Everything that belongs to the Father belongs to me. That's why I say the divine encourager will receive what is mine and reveal it to you. All right. So in the bottom right corner, I have done some journaling and asked the Lord three different questions. So Lord, I enter your gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I enter your courts with praise. Is it still true today that religious people seek to destroy or kill those who are led by the Spirit, and if so, how am I to respond to them? Mark, it is still true. You were once one of those religious people, but your passion for me and truth overcame the religious error you were taught in your childhood. As to how to respond to religious people, use the same method I did. Sometimes I debated so that those who heard and had open hearts could be persuaded. Sometimes I hid so they couldn't find me. And when I knew it was time to give my life, I gave my life. Be led by the Spirit so you take the proper action at all times. All right, let's go on to question two. When has the Spirit of Truth revealed to my heart your thoughts, which were different from my own mental reasonings? Mark, at this point in your life, you're aware of this happening much of the time. When triggering events happen, you react with impatience, judgment, anger, and aggression. But as you pause a moment and check with your heart, you receive my patience, love, mercy, forgiveness, and gentleness. You have learned to step from self to the Spirit before you release a reaction into the situation. Number three. When have I had more revelation to share with someone, but I sensed they could not bear any more at this point, so I refrained and held back, knowing you would continue to grant them additional truth in the future as they were open to more? Mark, since you've learned to hear my voice, you have chosen to do this most of the time. On airplanes, you choose to be a friend rather than a converter. The same is true in many conversations. This is a huge step forward for you. Jesus was a friend of sinners. You have learned you can be, you too can be also. Okay, so those are a few of the questions that I wanted to ask the Lord from this section of scripture. I encourage you to maybe ask the Lord the same questions, or if you have different questions, that's fine too, but do some two-way journaling. Let God reveal truth to you from this passage of scripture, so that you have both Logos and Rhema working together in your life. Again, I'm just totally amazed at the emphasis Jesus puts on the Holy Spirit. Very, very different from the first few years in my Christian life, where there was no emphasis on the Holy Spirit at all. And now, of course, there's a large emphasis. All right. God bless you. This is Mark Berkler signing off.